Tigers and the Mariners at Comerica Park. Let's pick it up, bottom four.
4-2 Tigers are in the fourth. Fly ball, left field, deep down the left field line, and goodbye. The 1-1, swinging a fly ball, center field. This one's deep. Dyson's going back, still going, looking up, and it's gone, a home run. Alex Avila, number four, in at-bat number 25. Tigers lead it 7-2.
How about these catchers?
Castellanos hits a ground ball through the drawn-in infield into center field, a base hit. Kinsler in. Collins right behind him. He'll score without a throw. Castellanos with a two-run single. The 1-2. Swing a little pop fly into center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Avila's in. McCann's coming home. Throw to the plate, and not in time. The throw was in time, but the tag by Zunino was a swipe that missed McCann. He saw the space, line drive into left center field. Another base hit. Short hop to Dyson. Two more runs. Romine Kinsler in. 16-4 Tigers.
This is absolutely crazy.
A 9-run fifth inning.
The Tigers crushed the Yams 19-9. They've scored at least 13 runs in back-to-back games for the first time since August of 1993. Their 19 runs and 24 hits are both big league highs this season. If only teams could score 19 runs every night, it would make their managers' jobs that much easier. I'm sure Brad Ausmus is in total agreement after watching his Tigers team bludgeon the Mariners at Comerica Park on Tuesday by a 19-9 score.
Well, we swung the bats well. That was the bright spot of the game. Pretty much everyone up and down, even guys who came into the game late, contributed in some fashion offensively.
Is it tough to change things up when, I mean, they only had Felix throw for two innings and you kind of prepare for a guy like that? I mean, it's obviously good, but how tough of that is for the batters to adjust to?
Well, I mean, if starters leave in the second inning, it's probably good for the other team. I don't know if he was injured or what the case was, but especially a guy that's perennially as good as he is, you know, we'd rather face their bullpen, I would think, than Felix Hernandez.
Alex Avila has really gotten himself into a good groove. What have you seen as far as him developing?
He's looked good all, you know, since the end of spring training, moving into the season. He's really, in batting practice, he's looked good. He drives the ball the other way well, like he did tonight. Hit the ball left center field for the home run. He's he looks really good at the plate.
19 runs, but how disheartening is it that your bullpen still struggles to close this one out?
It can't happen. I mean, you can give up runs, but you can't walk guys. You can't get behind hitters, and we walked way too many.
What do you think that was? Just because you're up so much? I mean, it's just about
whatever it was. There's no excuse for it. It doesn't matter what it was. The truth is we got to throw strikes. I don't care if it's a 1-run game or a 15-run game. We got to throw strikes.
I mean, as a manager, how agonizing is it standing there watching the fact that, I mean, to go out even in the ninth inning and take Jimenez out, I would assume is.
Well, that was more. Yeah, I mean, it's more for a pitch count so we can use Jimenez tomorrow. But you don't want to. You want to try and get through the game with as few pitchers used as possible so everyone's available tomorrow. But it boils down to throwing strikes. You got to throw strikes. You got to get ahead of hitters, especially when you have a double-digit lead.
What was the thought process of Alex Wilson taking him out after just two pitches? Did you consider maybe leaving him longer or explain that to?
Well, I wanted to stop the bleeding right there and then get him out so we can use him tomorrow. If Alex Wilson throws 25 pitches today, 30 pitches, we can't use him tomorrow, and he's one of our main guys down there. He's one of the back end guys, so you got to think about tomorrow, not just today.
With thinking about tomorrow, was there a reason that you don't at some point go to Sanchez because he's supposed to be the long relief guy, or just that he threw 30 pitches on Sunday? Or
30 pitches a couple days ago.
So he was just off limits today?
Well, we could have used him, but yeah. You know, we felt like Greeny hadn't pitched much lately. Hopefully we get him through an inning. Kyle Ryan hadn't pitched much lately. Hopefully we get him through an inning. And then Joe. Give him some more experience up here. It's a pretty simple formula, simple recipe.
What did you think of Jordan Zimmermann today?
Zim was okay. A little trouble with his command. At times looked good. At times left ball over the middle, and they took advantage.
Daniel Norris squares off with James Paxton on Wednesday.